Season setting schedule. Andrew, are you doing that one? Great. Welcome back.
Good morning, Commissioners. Chair Olson, Secretary Roebling. As you mentioned, I will be discussing the 2023 schedule for seasons and regulations. That's listed on page 90 of the agenda or the book. So just to start, you're probably aware that some of the seasons are brought for a two-year period and others are brought every year and even some for every 3 years. So I just wanted to first point that out. Species such as waterfowl are annually set. That's because of federal requirements, whereas other species like deer, elk, antelope are set for 2 years. So not every species will bring seasons and regulation setting this year. Then that follows a 60-day public comment period, at which time then the seasons would be finalized. So one thing I've added to the schedule here is, it's not a new thing, but it's kind of a change to our management plans, which is setting up these action plans, which would be more specific for actionable items, setting up strategies and objectives for each species. We've tried to set those at four-year intervals to align with that biennial cycle. So, for example, if we're bringing deer this year, we would have an action plan this year, and then 4 years before we bring deer again, we'd have another action plan. And that gives us an opportunity to vet some of these bigger subjects, such as archery deer that we discussed yesterday, where we can have stakeholder meetings and a lot more engagement in bigger issues beyond just changes to number of licenses. Those action plans that will be developed this year will be grouse and pheasant in March, bobcat in May, deer in September, and then bighorn sheep in October. And again, these will be the first versions of those action plans, although we have had management plans in the past of deer, which contained a lot of the components that you'll see in the action plans. One big thing, as I mentioned yesterday, will be deer this year. We obviously discussed deer yesterday. Again, in January, we'll be bringing a special buck. Hopefully won't need to discuss non-resident archery since that was brought yesterday. In March, all seasons will be opened, and then we'll go through the actual numbers in April for deer. And September, as I mentioned, we'll have that action plan. Moving into each month, excluding deer here, January we'll bring public lands and waters, mountain goat, and then bighorn sheep, auction license, and turkey hunter recruitment licenses will be brought for those resolutions. In March, upland game and waterfowl, followed by May we'll be trapping, June, sage grouse, going over the numbers. The season's currently closed, but looking at if numbers would allow a season. July, mountain lion and fisheries. September, elk contingency. If we see some dry conditions this summer, might need to go over elk contingency licenses. And then finally, circling back to January, bighorn sheep auction license and turkey hunter recruitment license again. With that, I can take any questions.
Sure. Any questions, Andrew, on this? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.